Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. Slowing credit growth is one of the most critical challenges for the banking industry, and there is a need to focus on prudent lending by the banks, Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das has said. So far this year, credit growth in the country has moderated to 7 to 7.5%. The RBI would soon issue draft guidelines on corporate governance in public and private sector banks, he said. After a busy day one, US President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have their tasks cut out for today's engagements. Trump and the First Lady will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the Rashtrapati Bhavan by President Ramnath Kovind and his wife. After this, the first couple will pay their respects to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at the Rajghat. Around 11:30 a.m., the U.S. President and the First Lady will reach Hyderabad House, where Trump and Modi will meet for a restricted dialogue after an initial photo op. A total of five people, including a police constable, died as violence over the Citizenship Amendment Act spiraled across northeast Delhi yesterday. Despite police efforts, frenzied protesters torched several houses, shops, vehicles, and petrol pumps. US President Donald Trump will seek $2.5 billion from Congress to fight the coronavirus epidemic, and US and South Korean militaries are considering scaling back joint training as the virus spreads in Europe and Middle East. The White House said more than $1 billion of the requested virus budget would go toward developing a vaccine, while other funds would be used for therapeutics and the stockpiling of protective equipment such as masks. Seventy-one new coronavirus deaths were reported from China, taking the total number of casualties to 2,663, even as reports suggested that the number of new cases has seen a sharp decline. Doctors in Wuhan are for the first time reporting vacant beds in hospitals to accommodate new patients. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.